No, you do that after a couple weeks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our announcements this morning are pretty brief, but we're all going to celebrate with Elizabeth and Bob Sonata because today is their 51st wedding anniversary. So congratulations. Things we'd like to celebrate. Daniel. Oh yeah, Jacob turned 17 yesterday. Happy birthday, Jacob. Mr. Cat, Jim. Jim's birthday is today too. He's not, he said, we can't put him in the over 80 thing yet. He goes, not yet. So today's Jim's birthday too, so happy birthday, Jim. I find out all kinds of things when I stand out there. It's great. Other than that, there's not a whole lot going on. I'm going to remind everyone again to save September 15th. We are going to Stanley Park for church that day and a cookout afterwards. So please, it'll start at 10:30 on Sunday, September 15th in the Beverage Pavilion. There will be sign-ups for you to help. All right, so if you're an able-bodied person who can move tables and chairs, please sign up for that. We'll start having sign-ups next week, okay? We'll start having sign-ups next week for that. Other than that, the thing I need to share with you, or I want to share with you, is that after church in Southwick next Sunday, I am on vacation. I'm not coming back, no, until after Labor Day. I planned that one well. So, but you'll have Reverend Robert Donaldson will be here on the 25th. And a friend of ours, Reverend Randy Hivenin, will be here on September 1st. But we won't have communion on September 1st. We'll have communion on the 8th. Everybody follow me? There's a quiz after this, you know. You have to know whose birthdays were. No, I'm kidding. But, so just keep that. So please come. And I know you'll give both of those guest ministers a warm welcome, as we always do. Are there any other announcements this morning? I think we have Ray.
Good morning. Their World Service Committee has been talking with Rebecca Hart at the food pantry, and this month their needs are pasta and pasta sauce, and we'll collect that next week if anybody can bring it, and I will deliver it on the following Monday. Thank you.
I'm in church and there are children here, so I can't swear, but there is one S word I am going to use, and that's school.
It used to be a really bad word.
Until somebody retired.
Yes.
Church school is starting September 22nd, so we are very excited and getting the curriculum ready. I have two sign-up sheets on my office door. One is for the students that are interested in attending church school. I just want to know, most of you, I have all of your registration paper. I just need to know the name and the grade that you're in the fall. And then I also have a volunteer list for any adult that would like to come up once or twice a month maybe and help with the church school curriculum.
Thank you, Amy and Ray. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in our call to worship as found in your worship bed. Hungry and thirsty, we come to the Lord.
Jesus is the living bread.
Feed us with your love and healing power, O Lord.
Give us bread of hope and compassion, that we may also feed others.
Praise be to you, O Lord, for your compassion for us.
Praise be to you, O Lord, for your steadfast love.
praise and thanksgiving, number 93. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you are marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath, and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should mark my voice, Lord, there is forgiveness to you, so that you may be prepared.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power.
Our gospel reading this morning is a continuation of the Gospel of John. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Well, then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. They were saying, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews began to complain about it because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Again, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, again, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered again, do not complain amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the word of God for the people of God. Keep going, says Alan. All right. The reading was confusing. That's why we don't read from John very often. But I do want to tell you about this. We're going to talk mostly about the first reading that Anne beautifully proclaimed for us this morning. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is, do you know what an earworm is? An earworm is a song or something that gets stuck in your head. Do you want to know what my earworm has been for the last couple of days? I'm going to tell you. I walk around the house. Sometimes walking in beat. Do that. Well, of course, last week, I don't know, you probably have better earworms than that, but John Williams wrote that, so it's classy enough that I can have it. It's classy enough I can have it, all right. But last week we talked about the Olympics, and as we reflected on good, better, thank you. Oh, you were all listening. Well, one person in particular was listening because she texted me when she heard a commenter say about a gymnastic routine. That was a good routine, but he could do better if. It was really nice to know that some people are listening. The Olympic closing ceremonies will be shown this afternoon. If you're home and you're not outside enjoying the beautiful weather, it's at 3 o'clock. But as we watch the Olympics, I enjoyed watching the crowds. And especially the scenes that showed fellow Olympians cheering on their teammates in individual events, or when they showed the Americans other U.S. teams. What was even more wonderful to watch was when USA team members were enthusiastically applauded by a good performance by someone from another country. Or when our athletes did the same. Even on the medal podium, both Simone Biles and Suni Lee bowed to Rebecca Andrade in deference to her floor exercise in the individuals. Truly, the athletes who do this embody the spirit in which the games were supposed to be played. They also give us the same example of encouragement that we receive from the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. In his letter to the budding church in Ephesus, Paul includes encouraging words with his exhortation. They were encouraged in many ways that still ring true for us today. So here are ways, according to Paul, that we can encourage others. The first way we can encourage one another is by removing falsehoods and speaking the truth in love. And it's kind of a coin with two sides. On this hand, or if you do one of this hand, but on this one. So on this hand, we have to stop lying to each other. But on this hand, we have to speak the truth in a loving manner. You're wrong! Which I should do is this. Loving manner? No. Okay? No. What do we end up doing, though? Many times, we try to avoid conflicts by, maybe we might fudge the truth a little bit. We don't want to hurt the other person's feelings, or so we tell ourselves. Actually, we probably don't want to get involved to the point that we put ourselves at risk. But here's the catch. Loving relationships mean that we do put ourselves in a place where we can be hurt for another's welfare. We might feel bad, they might feel bad, but we got to work through it together. At the same time, we must not be blunt to the extent where we offend. Love must be our guide, and we must ask ourselves what is the most loving way to express the truth. Another way that passage teaches us to build up others is by forgiving them. Forgiveness means not taking into account the wrongs we suffer. Forgiveness also involves treating the one who has sinned against us as though he or she has not done anything to us. We can forgive others if they do not ask for our forgiveness, but full reconciliation only occurs when they admit their wrongs and ask our forgiveness. Did you follow all that? So they have to ask for that to truly happen. We can give forgiveness. We can give forgiveness in our hearts. They're not going to know that until they come forward and ask. And the same thing goes for us. If we need to be forgiven, we need to ask. I ask for your forgiveness. And those are really hard things to say. Those words are hard. Because we have to put ourselves out there. Paul tells us, don't be afraid to do that. It's okay. Think of those times when you've had to ask for forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I can remember how encouraging it was to me when I received that forgiveness. So, as the apostle says, we must be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. The last way that I want to share with you this morning that Paul shows us how we can encourage others is to walk in love. Our whole attitude and demeanor should be characterized by love. And this character trait includes putting others before ourselves, wanting and working for the best for and in others, being patient and kind, hoping and believing in others. Love is an action and not some soupy sentimentality. We encourage others best when we love them most. Now, the Apostle Paul has given us practical instructions into exactly how we can encourage people. It is his theme of love, though, that is evident in the other letters that he wrote to other early Christian churches. Remember, in his first letter to the church in Corinth, he wrote, "In these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is..." Good, you're still with me. Love isn't always easy, but our relationships with others deserve the greatest effort we can exert. As we continue to strive to be good or better, and hopefully the best Christian, we can do so through our encouragement of each other in love. Let us speak the truth in love. Forgive others as they forgive us, just like it says in the Lord's Prayer, and to always walk in love. Amen. Let's take just a few moments of quiet reflection. Thank you. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of our prayers and requests that are in our joys and concerns in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, Jonathan, Barbara, Anne, Jeff and Jeff, Dave, Heidi, Kathy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Olivia, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Geneva, Janet, Kelly, Bill, Stephen, Lynn, and Pete. We remember our friends in the senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. We remember those celebrating special days for Jim and Jacob, for Elizabeth and Bob, and anyone else we did not mention, as well as those prayers and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please, pray with me. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the promise of God to whom we now pray. Nurturing God, thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be the bread of life for the world. Forgive us for elevating earthly appetites about devotion to you. Feed us with the knowledge of Christ, so that we recognize our sin and gladly ask for forgiveness in his name. We pray for those who daily need healthy food, clean water, and property shelter goes unmet, and those misusing what they have in the vain pursuit of pleasure. Feed them with all the good things of Christ for life now and in eternity. Have mercy on those whose lives have been broken by violence and crime. Feed them with hope and new life in Christ. And bless our brothers and sisters in prison and those who minister to them. Feed those who are sick or sorrowing with healing and consolation through Christ. We pray particularly for those names and things that we mentioned before our prayer. We ask you, O God, to please meet the needs of others we know personally to be in want and whom we now name silently in our hearts. God of mercy, you heard the prayers of your people in the wilderness and fed them bread from heaven despite their sin. Graciously hear us today and feed us too with the bread of life from heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Freely we have received, thus we freely give. Grace upon grace, let us express our love and appreciation to God by extending the grace and mercy of God to a hungry world. With this, our morning offering will now be received. Thank you. We bow before you and thank you for the privilege to participate in your acts of kindness and love here on earth. May these gifts truly become instruments of your purpose here in our church, our community, and around the world. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is number 725, You Are Salt for the Earth. In the song, it talks about Peter and all. We're going to sing the whole thing. Forgive others as we seek to be forgiven, and to always walk in love with God and each other. Amen. There are two things I want to say to you. First of all, a reminder that everyone's welcome to come to Fellowship Hall for a time of refreshment and fellowship. Number two, last year, I think maybe even the summer before, we did a sermon where it was Ask the Pastor. Are there enough new people around? Should we do that again? I gave out cards. You asked questions. I answered them to the best of my ability. Just raise your, give me a nod. We good? We're doing that next week then. Perfect.